Did you see the news that just came in? 8-ounce gloves approved for the Conor Floyd fight. And holy fuck, Floyd is so dead. His head is too small.
His head is too small.
I put $500 on Conor. The odds were plus 450. For every dollar you put, you get 4.5 back if you win. Floyd is training like 2-3 times a week. He's talking about how he's taking multiple days off at a time to keep his body fresh. He's just old, dude. He's 40 years old. He hasn't fought in 2 years. He hasn't knocked out a guy in 5 years. You know, on these Showtime behind the scenes shows, he's out on jet skis and ATVs. And Conor's in the fucking gym twice a day, thinking about legacy, against all odds, victory, thinking about his country, thinking about changing the game. Floyd is doing it for a paycheck. Floyd's getting paid $100 million to do this fight, and good for fucking you, Floyd. That's great. That's great. Now you never have to worry about money again, all the IRS bullshit, whether it's true or not, whatever the fuck your money situation is, you don't have a situation anymore. You're good. Your family's good for life. But when you do it for the money, your heart's not in it. Conor's soul is in it. You can't win a fight like this with the entire world watching when you've only got 1 foot in the pool. Floyd's dipping his toe in the pool going, oh yeah, this is a good temperature. I've actually swam laps in this pool a bunch of times in record time. No one will ever beat me. I know this pool. All right, let's go back over here and enjoy some drinks and we'll hit up this pool tomorrow, maybe. Meanwhile, next door, Conor's swimming laps all day. He has someone film him, goes inside with his crew, watches the film, critiques the film, studies it. And when they're done watching the film, they go back out and do a 2-a-day because they want it more. Conor has been boxing since he was a wee little lad. Floyd's always had trouble with lefties, and he's just not as hungry as Conor. You can sell a fight, sure. Floyd can talk, and he can post, because he is 49-0 and respect. But Conor's the new breed. And if you think that you can cruise through a training camp while leaning back and counting your money, you're sorely mistaken. Conor McGregor knocks out Floyd Mayweather in the first 4 rounds, just as he predicted. And I'll see you at the ticket booth where I'll be collecting my check.
I've got to be real. When his legacy is destroyed in 6 weeks' time, it's going to fall on your shoulders. It's going to fall on Senior's shoulders. It's going to fall on his whole circle's shoulders. He could have rode off into the sunset 49-0. Instead, this is my first time in a boxing ring. And in 6 weeks, I run boxing. How the fuck did they let me roll up in here? They got greedy, that's fucking hell. But let's get us straight. The bullshit is now over. 6 weeks, I'm gonna sleep this fool. And when I sleep him, I'm gonna bounce his head off the canvas as well.
The notorious Conor McGregor.